Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to this amazing second episode of my podcast. This is the Gangster Edition. Karibuni sana. So, today I'm going to be telling you another story, some very crazy experience I had I encountered. I hope you enjoy. So, it was on a Friday night, on a certain Friday night, just a normal Friday night. No, script that. It was not a normal Friday night. We all know Friday nights are normal. It's a party after party, you know. We go raving, we go clubbing, you know. Apart from this quarantine period where we're just stuck in our houses, sitting on the sofas, staring at the ceiling, with nothing to do by enjoying all the movies and series. But you guys remember to stay home and stay safe. Remember to sanitize, you know. So where was I? Oh, it was this Friday night. So me and my friends, we had plans, you know. Tulikuwa form kali tena. So we had plans that night. We were supposed to go clubbing. We were supposed to go meet one of my friends. One of my friends' friends and his mbogi. Nambogi yake. For the kids, cool kids who don't understand. Mbogi is a group of friends, I guess. So we dressed up to Lingala to Liji, paka makeup, you know what girls do. Well, we just dressed up, we looked nice, and to kind of club. So we just arrived when the club was getting lit. It was a club somewhere in Western, and you know how crazy Nairobi parties can be. You know that scene, how crazy Nairobi parties can be. It was so lit, so crazy. It was just so interesting. What someone needs, what you just need after a crazy week. So, we danced, we ordered drinks, we danced, so fun. The DJ was late, I tell you, the DJ alikuwa anaangusha ma mix zingine kali kali. It was so fun. Si genge to, si. It was just fun. So, as we were just dancing, I noticed something was wrong with my friend. I guess one of the boys we were with was her boyfriend, and it was like kinda they were having a small argument. What these couples do, just argue a bit, then sort things out. So, tuenda ku dance mine bishita yangu, but since it was not so normal. So, as they started arguing, like for real, it was so serious. They argued, until they started raising their voices. It was so bad, so we had to intervene. That's my friend, what was wrong. And then the boy told me that, I don't know, he saw some flirty messages on the girl on my friend's phone, like, Jude, why the hell will you look at your friend at someone's phone? Why? But since it was none of my business, he was explaining himself that he found some not so good messages on my friend's phone, and so they were arguing, like, it's real competent, you catch, you know, with cheating, some stuff, you know, what people dare to do. So we told them to once they sit down, they talk, waelewane, they settle things out. But the boy was so mad. He was so mad. Alikomikasirika sana, which I think was just blowing things out of proportion, but alikomikasirika sana, and he refused to sit down. In fact, he and his friends wanted to leave that same moment. It was almost 3 a.m. So they were so mad, and her friends, that they should go. That was not the problem. Them going was not the problem. He was the problem. They wanted to go. Bila kulipa bill. They wanted to leave the bill on us, you know? It was so bad. They paid their own bill, I tell you. That was wrong. That was something so messed up. Waliamua wanalipa bili yao peke yao, wanatuachia bili yetu, sorry, wanatuachia bili yetu tujinipi. na unajua kenye girl child alikuwa ameorder, the girl child alikuwa tulikuwa tumeorder vitu sijui Jack Daniels mzinga chrome mamzinga tu sijui nyama choma kilo ngapi, just our bill was almost 8,000 and here the guy was telling us to pay our own bill. We had no money and yeah, bill of 8k ilikuwa natumboza. So we are so messed up, like we are so messed up, stressed, tukujua tunafanya nini. Waiter was waiting, scale. Waiter was waiting, so the waiter was there waiting on us to pay the bill. We had no idea what to do, we had no cash with the way. It was so messed up, we were so embarrassed. So ushesikia ngoma ya utachonga viazi if you don't pay that bill. I didn't think I would relate to it after so many years, but yeah, it was. But there was something different about this case of ours. There were no viazi to be chongod here. So just guess, we were told to clean the club. Yeah. And it was not just some random club. You just, like a small club, you'd be cleaning for 30 minutes. No. It was a huge club in Westlands. So huge. Yeah, we were told to clean, to scrub. It was so embarrassing, but we had no option. We built Mosha, to listen to your club. It was so embarrassing. So we cleaned the club. By the time we were done, it was almost 7 a.m. in Elikia 8. And we were tired, I'm telling you, so tired. I felt numb, I could not even feel my back. I was so tired, so embarrassed. It was so humiliating. It was such a humiliating experience. By the time of, in fact, I was so embarrassed that I promised I'll never tell that story to anyone. It was so embarrassing. But the reason I'm telling you guys this is just to tell you that, to advise you guys to go out when umejipanga manzi. When you're going out, jipange, have some little cash on you. Walk with some cash on you. Whenever you're going out, if it's a date with your boyfriend, if it's a meetup, if you're just going to have fun, anywhere you go, just have some money, have some cash, you guys. You never know what is going to happen out there. You never know. You may be stood up and there you are, you're going, you have no fear to go back home. You don't know anyone. Have some cash when you go out. Jipange. Plan yourself. As in, have a plan, you know. Just jipanga. Don't be like me. Some girl just unaitwa usikwe msa unaitwa form yote ndio wewe ushatoka umejitoa jua unaenda form gani manze. No, wewe going, no, no, jipange, you know, as in jua mbugi yako, jua unaenda na kina nani, uko penye unaenda. Just know yourself. So I hope you learned kitu, I hope you've learned something from this experience of mine. You're free, hit me up. Give me your feedback, tell me what you think about this experience of mine. You can also tell me if you've ever had this experience, because I know I'm not alone. This experience happens to a lot of people. I know this stuff happens to a lot of people. So feel free, leave me a voice message, tell me experience, hit me up, give me your feedback. Thanks for listening. Remember, stay home, stay safe, and sanitize. Thanks for listening. Bye. And remember, keep it gangster.